Hey, everybody. This is Brett. Today is Monday, February 26th. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where people put French fries in their salads. I love it here. I'm on a bit of a restrictive diet right now, actually, that does not allow for French fries. So it's actually kind of a source of frustration when this happens. But they tell you about it on the menu. Look, trust me, it's great. So you might notice that this post does not have a number. Everything else in this podcast feed is numbered. This is a new feature that will appear at the end of every month. I want to share with the entire podcast audience what we are doing for our patrons. More of these are coming before the end of February, but today's installment is a clip of a conversation that I had with a young man, 21 years old, maybe 22. People have birthdays. His name is Daniel McCarthy. This was a conversation that I had in Columbus, Ohio, Drew Sample's house. And was really early in the tour, you know, maybe in the first 10 days of the tour. The audio was a mess, so I didn't have time to work with it and edit it and get it ready for release until this month. The title of this audio was called The Trials of a Young Autodidact, but you'll hear more of him on the show in the future, I promise. So if you're intrigued by what you hear today and you want to support our mission and our message and our growth in 2018, and I'm working very, very hard and I've set some very ambitious goals for this year, I need your support. The best way to do this right now is to become a patron. Patreon.com/schoolsucks. That's patreon.com/schoolsucks. I hope you enjoy this selection. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. More content is coming soon.
There's a really interesting story I'd like to share with you about community college.
And real quick, why did you go there? What did you want out of that?
I went to community college because my mother told me that if I did, I could live at her home for 2 extra years without paying rent.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I did. And
were
I didn't want to.
Something specific there? Were you?
Oh, fuck no. There was no... It's a community college. They only grant you up to the associate's degree. So
right.
You can't major in anything. You get a choice between either a major or a degree in arts or a degree in science. And both of those are incredibly vague and meaningless. And
see, you didn't have any trades available at your community college.
There might have been, but I didn't go looking for them. I wasn't interested in school. I didn't want to be there.
You were just looking for free rent, in a sense.
No, that was the easiest option that was provided with me. I was perfectly happy to move out. Although I didn't have the finances at the time. I just figured that, you know, you gotta make your mom happy, and I'm not too proud of that.
Right.
But that's what I did. I went, and I definitely gleaned a lot from just, not even the school. The school taught me only tertiary things about social science, social politics. How people actually interact with one another, because as I say, I was a very introverted person, I still am, and Alice and I come from a relatively small school, high school. And so that was the first time I was really ever confronted with a large group of people, and there were all these different cliques, and certain cliques didn't like this one, and all that shit. So it was an experience, but most of my time at Tri-C, as we call it, Cuyahoga Community College, it was just spent high, and I would show up to class late, or not at all. I just wouldn't go. But I would still pass all the tests because it was insultingly easy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy. I don't even remember which degree I got. It was there arts or science.
So you don't have any teachers that necessarily challenged you at the community college level?
No, none of them. There was one.
Had you ever had a teacher
that challenged me? No.
Or that inspired you or interested you even?
No. No, nothing. This is something I've been self-psychologizing myself lately.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about it. Like, I don't think I've ever really had a stable male role model. I'm not going to get into a whole biography, but my father is more of a friend to me.
Yeah.
Than a parent. My parents got divorced when I was in second grade. We had just moved from near Pittsburgh, back here, or back to Cleveland. pretty much immediately after the move, they got divorced, and I had to be a sort of mediator between the two of them, where they would just be in these arguments, and I would step between
at
them.
At 7 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was never anything violent, but at that point in life, violence doesn't, it's not any different from just a really heated argument between your parents. You know, it's scary.
Amen. I totally get what you're saying.
And plus, it's a different state. All of my friends were gone. I grew up in Pennsylvania. We lived on a cul-de-sac, and there were just a bunch of kids. My age group, or my friend group, spanned from when I was six, right when I left, I was six. The youngest friend I had was two, and the oldest was 14. And that was the group. Every age in between that. That was our group. We would just hang out, and we would do shit. We would collect snake skins. We broke into a rec center once. The whole thing. We had the woods as my backyard. It was a beautiful area, and we had all of that, and that was when it's almost archetypical in that I grew up in this area. My parents were married. My mother didn't work. She stayed at home. She raised me. My brother had just been born. My dad went to work, and then he worked at the airlines. Mm-hmm. And so 9/11 happened, and that the whole airline industry was just moved around and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So he got transferred back to Cleveland. We moved. They got divorced. I didn't know where I was. I wasn't on a cul-de-sac anymore, that was for sure. There were no kids my age. And so really from that point on, I never really made any friends. Then, of course, my father, he moved away. Not far, we would see him, my brother and I, but not often enough for him to actually be a father figure, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
And so in my self-psychologizing, I think that I turned to fiction to find that father figure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever random video game thing there was, or comic book, like whatever character there was for me to look up to, I would look up to that character. Those are characteristics I want to emulate. But what they all lacked was the three-dimensionality of an actual person. And so there were only certain traits. And so one thing that I got really interested in was Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I love all the books. I've read them all. I have, I think, three complete sets of all of them. It's a good character to emulate, logically. I mean, like, if you want to learn how to be a logical person, it's someone you would want to emulate, but it lacks the three-dimensionality of the father, quote-unquote.
Right.
Alice asked, why didn't I look up to any teachers? And I don't know if I can honestly answer that question. I could pull an answer out of my ass that I was resentful, I was angry, and they were stupid anyway, and so why would I want to look up to them?
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of three-dimensionality to someone who stands at the front of the room, makes you sit at your particular mm-hmm. desk, hands you an agenda that you told them in the third grade you didn't want.
Right. Yeah, they don't have a lot of humanity, right? Because it's not like a teacher ever says to you, when it comes to that three-dimensionality, it's not like a teacher ever says to you, oh, shit, yeah, geez, you're right. I'm sorry. That was wrong of me. Like, that just never happened. The first time I ever heard that from an adult was in college, and it certainly wasn't, I think, about anything intellectual. You know, it was, like a dispute over a grade or a scheduling thing or something. But, yeah, I don't want to, like, try and search for an answer that I don't know either. You're describing what is a pretty typical experience.
Yeah.
I had one teacher in grades K through, now two teachers in grades K through 12 that I really enjoyed being around. One was in fourth grade, you know, and the other was 9 through 12th grade. He ran the college newspaper, and I think one of those years I had him for English. And he was just okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, you bring up the newspaper. That was an interesting period in high school. Fast forwarding a bit, the story that I would like to tell is a story that I can't tell right now because I haven't worked it all out. I don't presume to know my motivations for not liking school. All I know is that when I was a young child, I just didn't like it.
So if you had what are your feelings now as to why? Because I totally understand what you're saying. I think Brett could attest to it too, since we're the older two on this podcast, but you figure things out as you get older. And I think, like, personally, I question my own motivations or why I feel the way I feel. But right now, what is the message you're kind of telling yourself as to why you didn't like it? Do you have any, or you're just still trying to figure it out? Are you living in that question?
I guess I have an idea of what I might have been feeling at the time, but my biggest criticism of that feeling is, well, I'm probably just reading that into it, because I've heard all these, I've read John Taylor Gatto, I've been listening to Brett's show, I've been listening to Thad, I've had all these different inputs recently that, how am I even supposed to know if that's actually what I felt at the time, or if I'm just reading it into my past?
You're kind of applying a more complete and enlightened and informed feeling to what was back then, just this kind of vague discomfort mm-hmm. that comes, I think, largely for most people. This is what I was saying. I think I said this at the Circle School to a group of kids between the ages of 7 or 8 and 18. I said, the things that you choose to do for yourself are the things that are fun and rewarding and motivating, and the things that are imposed on you suck, right?
Right.
As an explanation of why my show was called that. I heard someone mm-hmm. snoring, but it's a dog.
Brett thought it was me. He's like, Drew, what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, it's just the dog. So I think that's a big part of it. It's like, you know, it's not like a sort of, you know, lie out in the hammock and really like search one's soul about, why didn't I like school? You know, it's kind of.
And that's not the point. I mean, look at us in this room. The only reason we're able to articulate to the level that we potentially could about why we don't like school is because we actually spent the time to go to school, to learn the words, to learn the vocabulary, to learn the grammar, to be able to describe why we don't like school. Uh-huh. If you were just some kid who said, fuck school, I'm not going, and stopped going in second grade, maybe you would have the same feelings, but you wouldn't be able to articulate them. And so that's what I'm trying to convey, is when you're at that age, up until that point, when I moved from Pennsylvania to Ohio, what my friends and I would do in Pennsylvania is we would just roam the woods. That was our day. Yeah. Every day, my friend Nikki, she would come. Is that okay for me to mention the name? Fucker.
Yeah.
Your friend, dude.
She would, every morning at like 11 a.m., she'd rap at my door. We'd go outside, and that was it. And we'd just go. It was like the 50s household, you know? Like, you don't come home until the lights come on.
Right.
The street lights. And we'd go out in the woods and just do whatever. We went so deep into the woods one day that we just stumbled across a chain link fence that we had never seen. And that was actually the day I was introduced to sex. All the little tricks.